Yo everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here, and today I am super excited to talk about the leaks and rumors for the summer 2022 LEGO Star Wars sets, and this is just gonna be awesome. I can't wait to get into it, but really quick before we start, if you'd like to go check out my YouTube channel, you can do that. It has the same name as my podcast, just Foxbreaker Studios. If you want to go check out Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast, you can do that as well. He has some cool stuff. And also, a lot of the stuff I'll be talking about today was also covered by M&R Productions on YouTube. You've probably heard of him. So I will have links to a few of his videos relating to this stuff in this episode in the description, to like the links to those videos. And yeah, let's get into the episode. Oh yeah, also one more thing that I wanted to say before we get into the episode was, so I did my Star Wars Battle Packs episode a while ago, and when I was talking about the Jedi Battle Pack, I said Plo Koon would be a good minifigure to have. Honestly, I don't think he's that cool of a Jedi. I actually got mixed up. I always mix up him and Kit Fisto, so I think Kit Fisto would have been a way better minifigure to include. Just because he's just a classic and he looks awesome. But anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. So, yeah, let's get into the episode. Okay, one other thing before we start is, I know I was going to post last Friday, or I was supposed to. I think what I want to do is I want to try to prioritize my YouTube channel, so maybe we'll try it out with maybe, like, every month, I think, I'll post an episode. You know, just sometime in the month. I'm not sure exactly when, but, maybe on a Friday, like with the other days. Okay, yeah, so I can't talk about all these in detail. That would take way too long. But since they're just rumors, there's no, like, super big details that we need to, you know, talk about. So there are a few sets that we, like, are pretty sure of. So I'm gonna be going in price order, lowest to highest. So first of all, set 75332 for $30. So this is going to be a 4+ AT-ST, which is probably going to be Endor because, you know, we already got a Hoth one. And, yeah, I won't dwell on that. Let's next talk about 75333, which also goes for $30. This is probably going to be an Obi-Wan's Starfighter. So, you know, episode 2 from when he, like, goes to Kamino. So it'll have Obi-Wan, of course, and R4, and possibly a Kaminoan figure. That would be pretty cool, with the mini doll style, with the LEGO Friends. So that'll be really cool. I'm hoping that it'll come with a hyperdrive, but with that price point, I don't see how that's ever going to happen. I mean, yeah, like, the price point barely even covers the Starfighter itself. Like, those hyperdrive rings are, like, massive. So I don't think that's going to happen. But it would be awesome if we got another hyperdrive ring soon. Yeah, like that set we got a while ago with the Jedi Starfighter with hyperdrive ring. It had Obi-Wan's thing and the hyperdrive and Jango Fett and Boba. So, yeah, that would be pretty cool, but definitely not happening. Maybe soon, though. Next, we have set 75340, which is the $45 probably advent calendar. It's $5 more than, like, most of the previous ones. Like, last year's was $40. So hopefully you'll have more stuff. Since it will have R2-D2, probably, and C-3PO with their costumes, and it also is said to have a Hoth Luke. So, an M&R production says it's probably going to be, like, a Hoth theme, since last year's was, like, Mandalorian-themed. But you never know, they couldn't be making a Book of Boba, but, you know, we already kind of got anything we could get from Book of Boba in the Mandalorian Advent calendar. There is, this one's actually already out, it's set 75326. For $100, this is Jabba's Palace, and, technically it's actually Boba Fett's throne room is what the set is called, So this is based on Book of Boba Fett, and so it has 7 minifigures. Boba Fett, Fennec Shand, Bib Fortuna, Thielen Dancer, there's a Quarren, a Gamorrean Guard, and a Weequay Guard. So that's pretty cool. I don't know, maybe I'll do a set review of that once I get it, but yeah, we'll see. But I'm not going to talk about it for now, but I think it is available for either pre-order or buying it now, I'm pretty sure. It's also 732 pieces, so that's pretty cool. And let's see, M&R Productions also made a set review of that, because he got it early somehow. So yeah, you can go watch that if you want. Next, we have set 75335, for $100. This is 162 pieces. This will probably be a UCS buildable BD-1 from Jedi Fallen Order. So this comes with the buildable BD-1 and probably like a molded BD-1 figure. So the one thing is, so I don't know what Jedi Fallen Order is. I mean, I think it's a video game or something like that. But if it is a video game, I don't play it. If it's a TV show, I haven't watched it. But anyway, I gotta say this, the thing that excites me about this is, I don't really care about the BD-1. I mean, it's cool. But first of all, the minifigures. So we get like a scout trooper, I think, and that looks really cool because scout troopers are just cool. He has like a, you know, one of those tranquilizer poles. And then we get this Jedi. I'm not exactly sure which Jedi is, probably from Fallen Order. So he comes with a double-bladed lightsaber, but so it's a cool minifigure. But then it also comes with like the hilt, and then there's like two of like almost every color of lightsaber there is, which is really cool. So there's 2 blue, 2 green, 2 red, 2 yellow, and 2 purple. So yeah, that's pretty cool. So you can like customize your lightsaber. I'm not sure if he actually does that, like, in the, I don't know what's in the TV show or video game or whatever it is, so, yeah, I don't know, but anyway, it's cool that it has all those different, like, sticks, blades, I guess. So, that's pretty cool. Next, we have set 75336, which is $100 as well. This will have 924 pieces. And, oh my gosh, I really hope it's an ATTE. That would be so awesome. And, you know, all of these are probably sure, but, you know, we're not sure. They're just rumors, but they should be correct. So, yeah, an ATTE would just be so awesome. We haven't gotten one since 2013. The people said it might come with a small spider droid. They also said it might be similar to 2013, so that'll be awesome. Man, I can't think of all of the different clones they could put in that set. That would just be so awesome if they put, like, some named ones, like, I don't know, maybe a Captain Rex, and, I don't know, honestly, a Captain Rex would be good enough for me, and then just some more clone troopers. That'd be so awesome. And, also, M&R Productions was mentioning that the Clone Trooper Command Station, well, not Battle Pack, but the Blister Pack that we got earlier this year, is probably just preparing for the Summer Wave to, like, fill out your clone, carriers and fighters, which I'll talk about later. So, I think that's a really good, theory. And also, since it's 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones, the movie, like, that would totally make sense for them to do, like, more Clone Wars stuff. So, yeah, that'll be really awesome. I'm super excited for the ATTE. So, yeah, that'll be really awesome. Now we're moving to set 75323 for $160. This has 1,022 pieces. Sorry about that. And this is probably going to be Cad Bane's Justifier. I don't really know much about Cad Bane, except that he looks awesome and he has an awesome spaceship. Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. Might have another Kaminoan Cad Bane, probably, and, maybe the Toto 360, and maybe Omega. That would be pretty cool. I just want to say, it's not like I'm making all this stuff up myself. I did get, I didn't, like, copy it, but, you know, I agree with a lot of the things that M&R Productions said in his videos. So, yeah, I'm agreeing with him on a lot of these things. But anyway, Yeah, I'm trying to keep this original, but, you know, anyway. So, now we're moving on to the rumored sets, which we're not really sure about. Like, the other ones we're pretty sure about, but these ones we kind of have no idea. So first of all, we have set 75342 for $40. I'm not sure. M&R Productions says it might be an Obi-Wan versus, like, Darth Vader set, because that was a rumored scene from the Kenobi show that's coming soon. So, you know, it could be that, but I don't know. I honestly think it would be really cool if we got, like, a Hailfire droid. That would be really cool, but I'm not sure if we'd get it for $40 or if we'd get it in the $60 one, which I'll talk about in a second. So, we'll see about that. Next, there's 75334 for $50. This says it's probably going to be 408 pieces. I have no idea what this is. You know, maybe there'll be more stuff that comes out later, but so far as, like, what I've researched from, you know, online and stuff, I haven't seen that we know what this is yet, but we might, so, yeah. Anyway, so moving on, next set is 75325 for $60. This has 411 pieces. It's kind of funny, the price jump, because, like, the one that was $50 only had 408 pieces, and then this is only, like, three more pieces, and it's $10 more. But I think it's just because, you know, LEGO does their pricing, like, by tens, so, you know, they would just kind of make a price jump really fast. So, you know, so this is probably going to be the Mandalorian's Naboo Starfighter, the N1, and I think we actually got a leak of the picture from LEGO or somewhere. All I know is that M&R Productions did a video on that, too. It's really nice to follow along with him because he is super updated with all this kind of stuff. I definitely couldn't do all the research he does. But anyway, here, move this. I gotta say, this looks pretty awesome. I mean, it's not yellow, of course, since it's not, like, an original one. It's, like, it's the Mandalorian's version. So it's not yellow, it's just a gray. But I honestly think this looks really cool. They did a lot more detailing than they did with, like, the 2016, I think. And they did a lot more detailing than with the 2016 one. So that looks pretty awesome. So there's two hatches. There's one on top, which I guess that would be where the droid would have been, but Baby Yoda's in there. And then there's also the Mandalorian in the main cockpit. And it's pretty cool. It comes with a flick-fire missile. And, yeah, the engines are very detailed, so that looks really good. Whether it's that set or not, we're probably going to get a Mandalorian Naboo Starfighter. But, you know, it could also be the $50 one that I just talked about. But, you know, we never know. You never know. Well, anyone. Anyway, so moving on. Next set here is the 75329 for $60. And, I really have no idea what this is. M&R Productions says it might be a Death Star battle scene. So that would be pretty cool. And the one thing that these parts is, like, I wasn't sure because on one of his videos he had, like, a screen thing. He had a thing on a screen, like, talking about the Mace sets. So he has, like, descriptions for them. I didn't see the other video that he was talking about these, so I wasn't sure. So anyway, this is, I guess it's going to be a Death Star battle scene, so that's pretty cool. I'm not exactly sure what it would be, maybe like, since it's, like, only $60, it's not going to be, like, a final duel, because we already got a final duel really recently. I actually got it, or not real recently, but, you know, 2019, 2018, something like that. So I don't think we need another one. I mean, I don't know why, but anyway. So that would be kind of cool. I was thinking more like the Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan part from Empire Strikes Back, I think. That's more what I was thinking. Or maybe it was, I don't remember which movie it's from, but anyway, yeah. So yeah, that's more what I'm thinking. And next, there's set 75343 for $60. We don't know anything about this one either. This was the one I was saying might be a Hailfire droid. just because it's, you know, a little more expensive, so it might have a little more playroom, so I'm not sure, but, anyway, next, set 75338 for $70, M&R Productions says this might be a U-Wing, just from the Cassian Andor show that's coming out soon, so that's pretty cool. Next, set 75330, $80, which he said is supposed to be a Yoda training set, I guess. So, I don't know, I'm guessing that's, like, Dagobah, like, with, you know, Luke with his, like, tank top almost, or his undershirt, I guess, and then, like, you know, carrying, Yoda on, like, the backpack or something, I don't know, that's what I'm picturing, at least, and then, you know, like, maybe a sunken X-Wing, like, maybe just part of it, and then, you know, RTD2 with their, like, little camp area. And then maybe even, like, a hut, too. That would be pretty cool. But I don't think they can pack that all into one set. I think I'd be happy with just the hut and, like, a tree or two. And then, you know, their little base camp, I guess. So that would be pretty cool. Next, set 75339 for $90. This also might be a Kenobi set to go with the Kenobi show. You know, something like that. It might also be a Rancor pit. Based off Boba Fett, Book of Boba, so that'd be pretty cool, then you could connect it to the throne room. Set 75337, this is retailing for $140, and has, 1,082 pieces, so this might be a Republic gunship, because if you looked at, the Republic gunship place that we had a while ago, that was only, like, 100 pieces more, so, you know, with, you know, that might also be a Republic gunship, and, M&R said that almost every ATTE has released with the Republic gunship in the same year, you know, except for Captain Rex's ATTE from Rebels, which, of course, it's not, like, a real ATTE, wouldn't make sense to put a Republic gunship with that, so, anyway. It's also around the right price range, so that's cool. Hopefully it has a clone pilot, because we really need the right minifigure for that. That would be really cool. And, yeah, so that would be cool. And I'm surprised if they do this. Like, I know it was, like, everyone was wanting one, so, you know, like, it makes sense in some ways, but it also doesn't make sense because they just released the UCS one. So I really don't know, but, you know, it would be really cool. And, you know, Jedi Bob, maybe. Commander Cody, maybe. I feel like what would make sense is, you know, the Republic gunship would probably come with Phase 1, like, regular clone troopers. So I'm not sure why it would come with, like, a Phase 2 Cody. That just wouldn't really make sense. I'm guessing they'll probably do that in another set, or, M&R Production said maybe in the May the 4th promo polybag. So, yeah. Next, there's set 75341 for $200. I guess this is going to be UCS Luke's Landspeeder. I'm not going to say anything more about this. I think this is a pretty dumb UCS set choice. I don't know. It's interesting. Anyway, so next, last one actually, I think, is set 75331. This is retailing for $530. What a whopping number. And this is probably going to be a Master Builders or UCS set. I'm not sure if they would have two UCS sets in a row, but I guess so. I don't know. Anyway, so this may be This may be an Endor to go along with, you know, like, the AT-ST that we are getting, the 4+. And, you know, Endor is just such a cool, I don't know, it's just a cool, I don't know, it's, how would I say it? It's just a really cool thing that we need. Like, we got the village, but, you know, I feel like we need more. Like, we need the bunker, I don't know, they probably wouldn't be able to give us everything, because M&R Productions had, like, a picture in his video, I'm not sure if it was, like, his mock or something like that, but anyway, I just don't see that, like, that's definitely way too big, they wouldn't give you a set of that, But, you know, something scaled down of that. So, you know, the Ewok village, maybe a bit of a shuttle landing area, a bunch of stormtroopers, the bunker, and, you know, their village. So, yeah, that would be really cool. Also, it could be a Geonosis arena, but as M&R Productions said, it's a little bit too expensive, like $530, like, that's just a little too expensive for a Geonosis set. And, like, what would they do? That I feel like that would be really boring. Like, why would you just want a bunch of, like, tan-colored dirt? Like, that, I don't know. I feel like an indoor mock would be way cooler. Not a mock, but a set. Sorry about that. So, yeah, those are the rumors and, you know, leaks, I guess. And again, I want to say these are not my original things. I was trying to think of original things when I could, but the only thing I could think of that was original was the Hailfire droid, just because it would make sense to go with the other Attack of the Clones stuff. But, you know, I have no idea. M&R Productions probably said that too. I just probably didn't watch the video. Anyway, so, yeah, I guess that is it for today. Oh yes, I don't remember which set it was, but M&R Productions said we might have also been getting a Jango Fett's Slave 1, which would be pretty cool. The one problem is that, the Boba Fett's starship, I still hate that name, but the Boba Fett starship we got, last year, I think, I don't know, it just was... It didn't really work because, like, or not, it was a good set, and it was actually downsized from the original, like, like, you know, the 20th anniversary one, like, it was very downsized already, but this one's, I don't remember which set it was, but it's actually supposed to have less pieces, so, I'm not sure if, like, how they'll be able to do that, so, I don't know, hopefully we'll get it in, like, another set, maybe. But, it looks pretty unlikely. But, yeah, I guess that would be... It's good enough to get the, you know, the Jedi Starfighter. And honestly, I don't really care about Jango Fett's Slave 1. I just want the Jango Fett minifigure and the young Boba Fett. I mean, those are... Jango Fett is just such a sick Mandalorian. Yeah, so, anyway. Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'll do next time, but I'll figure something out. And, yeah, I'm not sure about the timing either, but I'll probably post sometime end of March or early April. Yeah, we'll see about that. Something like that. Yeah. I guess... I forgot my outro. So, if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, you can do that. If you heard the music in the background, I have the link to that playlist. It's a YouTube music playlist. So I have the link to that in the description. And, I guess if you want to go check out Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast, go ahead, look that up. It's just, you can just look up LSWP. That's like his, you know, that's his abbreviation for it. So you can just go look that up. And, let's see, if you do go check out his, podcast, leave a review, hopefully 5-star, but also tell him to come back, because he hasn't posted since July, and he's an awesome guy, and I really enjoy listening to his episodes, but he really needs to come back. I really want to hear more of his stuff, and what he has to say on the summer sets. So yeah, that'll be really, I really hope he comes back. So leave him a 5-star review and tell him to come back, like, right now. Okay, cool. So yeah, I guess that is it for this episode. And if you'd like to leave a review, you can do that. If you like to subscribe for more episodes, you can do that as well. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.